You've heard us talking about this before, and it's a new electronic way to help digitally maintain and track items in your home. It's the Homezada app. It's actually something we started to design, and we were looking at, okay, how do we find the right team to build this this code for this type of computer brain to help your home. But randomly, there is a app that already existed for that that found us while we were searching for it. And after looking at it, we said, well, this is everything we're going to create. We'll just license it for the state of Arizona, and we can start using it today. And we started in 2007. I think as of today, there's several thousand of our listeners that have signed up for it. And there's two levels of service. There's the free service, and what this allows you to do is inventory your home. And you go through and take pictures of your items that are in your home with their value, and that's your, you know, backup for insurance or, for burglary or fire loss or, you know, whatever the case. You've got and the ability to download it from, you know, the cloud, so anywhere you have internet access. You know, we keep a download hard copy on our files, and then you can even print out that download, so you've got a paper backup as well for triple redundance should you need it. And that is the free aspect. If you upgrade to the premium service, it's $5 a month, $60 a year. You use promo code Rosie, and that drops it down to $45 a year. And what this unlocks is the home maintenance aspect of it, where, you know, there's a lot of things that will make an assumption about your home. You know, air conditioning are universal, so air filters are universal. Everyone's got a kitchen sink. But then there's homes that may not have a pool, may not have ice makers. So it allows you to then customize to your home maintenance items, whether it's reoccurring or one-offs that just need to be done. You know, is it recurring monthly, annually, biannually, once every 5 years, once every 30 years for a new roof? And it'll also help you budget and project the cost that it's going to take to get this project done. As data is entered from your neighborhood, from other neighbors using the app, it will use that information. You know, it doesn't share any personal data. It just uses the financial data to show you, you know, in your neighborhood, here's what the average roof per square, 10 by 10 foot section of roof, costs to get repaired. Here's the size of your roof because you've entered it. So it helps you project your finances. And then the finance side of it also, it helps with the home equity and the estimated value of your home. So you can see, all right, over the next X amount, or let's just take next year, over 2022, here's everything that it's scheduled for maintenance on my home. Here's how much the projected equity is in it, so you can either decide, okay, am I going to use equity to get these done? Do I have the cash savings to get these done? Or do I need to look at which one of these services have financing? You know, 20 years ago, I don't ever remember roofers offering finance. You know, every roofer and air conditioning, and it seems like any ticket item over about $10,000, maybe even less than that, offers financing. You know, water upgrade packages. You can get a new water heater, water softener, and tankless water heater. You know, those packages you can finance.
Oh, yeah.
So some of them, you know, depending on interest, you know, may not be the right for you. It may be better to use your home equity, but this helps you decide which one of these revenue streams am I going to use to get this maintenance done on my home. Now, just because it's projected, you know, you may not need it that year. You may
you know,
two or three more
it.
Years out of that,
yeah,
that water heater that's, you know, kind of on its last leg. But being aware that that's a project coming up and not being blindsided by it, this helps you stay on top of those. You know, you do see a lot of commercials for home warranties that you pay a certain amount, and if something breaks, well, there's a argument for some of those, but in a lot of cases you can't decide who they send out. A lot of times it's a salesman that he makes his living based on how much he can sell you for. So you're getting sold goods and services that you may not otherwise need.
Absolutely. I tell people to think of it as a Carfax for your home. And once you get registered, you could start putting in the model number of your water heater, your appliances, your air conditioner. And at the point one of those pieces of equipment requires service, you could actually just access it, call the Rosie Certified Service Provider and say, hey, I've got a 13-year-old Train unit, model number such, 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 and such, and I'm experiencing this dilemma right now. Well, now you've instantly put that service technician miles ahead of the information he has, even before he ever shows up at your house. So one of the things I've got on my plan for 2022 is I want to develop a plan for what is it going to take to own a Rosie certified home. And I think home Zotto registration will be probably one of the first or second step necessary. And then a whole house energy audit will be the other first or second step.
And that energy audit can be tracked in that home Absolutely. Maintenance and all the projects that that energy audit would suggest. You can create those projects individually and schedule those and plan those through the Projects app that comes with the premium subscription. And you mentioned Carfax. The difference between this and Carfax is very few vehicles, the older they get, increase value. Well, homes, you know, almost we did have dips here and there, but over a course of time, a home value always goes up because your property value in real estate goes up. So it's a lot more than just a Carfax. So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app to get started. Use promo code Rosie for that discount.